Side 6, Star Wars, Shadows of the Empire by Steve Perry. Continuing on page 228.
Leia, what is the matter with you?
Trouble, sister. Big trouble. You better leave. Fast.
But leaving was the last thing she felt like doing. In hyperspace, Vader considered his next move. He had arrived too late to collect Luke, but he had waved the Imperial flag and blown up a small spaceport. Whether or not the port had anything to do with the rebels didn't matter, only that they thought he thought it did, and thus reasoned that the computer they had stolen was important to the Empire. Half his mission had been accomplished, though to his mind it was the lesser half. He had no evidence against Zizor, only speculation and rumor. Third-hand knowledge from a soon-to-be-executed bounty hunter would hardly be enough to indict one of the most powerful beings in the galaxy. He was convinced that the Emperor would not be so easily swayed. He needed more before he could move against the Dark Prince. Well, if there was more to be had, he would have it, now that he knew what he was looking for. Zizor leaned over and kissed Leia, lightly at first, a mere touch of his lips on hers. Delicious. Amazing. She drank him in, enraptured by his touch. He pressed harder. Leia found herself responding to the kiss, returning it. She broke away.
No, this isn't right, she said.
But she kept one hand on his shoulder. It was hard, powerful, that shoulder, warm under her fingers. No, this was wrong.
I came to talk about Luke Skywalker.
In due course, he had more important things to do first. He leaned in and kissed her again. She felt the fire in him. Leia put both her arms around Zizor, returned his fire with her own. Would this be so bad, to let him continue to save Luke? Zizor moved his mouth from hers and put his lips on her neck, slid down her shoulder. The dress's strap fell off on that side. Not just to save Luke, to enjoy this to the fullest. Did she want to do that?
She did not. No.
But she did want it at the same time. His hands moved on her.
Oh, yes.
28. Zizor pressed his lips against Leia's bare shoulder and felt her shudder with pleasure. He had her now. She was his. If not in mind and spirit, then certainly her body belonged to him. He was a little disappointed in how easy it had been. Ah, well. He reached for the closure of her dress. There came a pounding at the door.
What? Who dared?
Leia jumped, pulled away from him, straightened her rumpled dress. She was breathing fast and her face was red. Somebody started braying outside. The pounding increased.
That bastard Wookiee. Why was he here? How had Housman allowed him to get here?
Flustered, Leia said,
I'd better see what he wants. Stay, I'll get rid of him.
Zizor started to rise.
No, I'll do it.
Zizor smiled. Felt her want him.
As you wish.
He watched her get to her feet. She swayed a little as she walked to the door. This was only a temporary setback. She would shoo the Wookiee away and return to him. Once he put a woman under his spell, she belonged to him forever. Leia touched the door controls. Zizor had locked them, and the door slid wide. The Wookiee gargled at her. Zizor's command of the tongue was imperfect, but he managed to catch the gist of what the tall, furry one said. He wanted Leia to come with him now.
I'm in the middle of a delicate discussion here, she said. Can't it wait?
Zizor smiled. The Wookiee ranted some more. Maybe he was smarter than he looked. He knew something was going on that threatened her, if not precisely what. A human standing in the doorway would know by looking at Leia, at least a human with any brains. Leia turned and glanced at Zizor.
He seems upset, she said. Maybe I better go and see what he wants.
Now that he had her under his control, Zizor could do as he wished with her. He toyed with the idea of commanding her to shut the door and to remove her clothes before she returned to the couch. But no. Such was his belief in his power that he merely shrugged.
As you like. I'll be here.
He made a deliberate pause.
For a little while longer.
Let her think that he might be gone if she did not hurry. A small cruelty, but a demonstration of his authority.
I might be gone. Do you want to risk that? I will.
She stopped, shook her head as if trying to shake off his influence.
You don't rid yourself of my biological magic that easily, little one.
He waved her away, unworried. She'd be back. In the hall outside Zizor's sanctum, Leia glared at Chewie, who glared right back at her.
This had better be good.
Hausman lay on the floor in a heap. Unconscious or dead, she couldn't tell which. Chewie grabbed her by the arm and hustled her down the hallway.
Let go of me, you overgrown stuffed toy.
Chewie paid her no mind. When they came to a small alcove a short distance away, Chewie shoved Leia into it and stepped in behind her.
You are going to be sorry, you...
He pressed one hairy hand over her mouth, pointed up at the ceiling with his other hand. Leia looked, saw a small parabolic microphone inset into the ceiling.
Somebody is listening,
she whispered. He nodded.
Are we being watched, too?
Chewie shook his head. That was why he'd brought her here, she realized. It must be a blind spot. He knew what she and Zizor had been doing in there. He'd sensed it somehow. He was protecting her, and protecting Han. The desire she'd felt evaporated. Shame flooded into her.
How could she have let that go on? She loved Han. She had only just met Zizor.
Nothing like that had ever happened to her before.
Not only was it wrong, it wasn't natural. That was not like her. She would never behave that way, certainly not with a stranger. Was he using some kind of drug? In her tea, maybe? That would explain a lot. Could it be that, for whatever reason, he wanted to seduce her?
That would be terrible.
And at the same time, it made her feel better. At least there would be a real excuse for the sensations that had taken her. An excuse for how she'd behaved. She had come very close to disaster. And Luke? Of a moment, the knowledge came clear to her. It wasn't Vader who wanted him dead.
I think maybe we'd better consider an alternate plan, she said. Chewie, here's what you should do.
By the time the executor arrived in the system, Vader was almost itching to be back. Patience had never been his strongest virtue, and he was looking forward to assembling his case against Zizor. As the giant ship lanced its way toward the planet, Vader thought about what he was going to do. He debated with himself about mentioning anything to the Emperor yet. On the one hand, since Zizor was currently high in Imperial esteem, any disparaging comments might be brushed off as jealousy, even though the Emperor should know better. On the other hand, if he didn't say anything, he might be irritated at Vader later for his silence. The Emperor wanted to know everything about everybody, except when he didn't want to hear it. As Vader expected, the Emperor was not convinced.
You disappoint me, Lord Vader. I sense that your judgment is shaded by something of a personal grudge here.
No, my master. I am merely concerned about the criminal's treachery, if he is, in fact, trying to kill Skywalker.
The Emperor cut him off.
Really, Lord Vader, I would certainly need more evidence than a rumor from some bounty hunter to move against so valuable an ally. Did he not give us that rebel base? Has he not put his vast shipping fleet at our disposal?
I have not forgotten these things, Vader said.
He tried to keep his voice steady and even.
But I have also not forgotten my promise to bring Skywalker to the dark side. Skywalker, turned, would be much more important to the Empire than Zizor.
Indeed he would, if you can turn him.
I can, my master, but not if he is slain before I can get to him.
Young Skywalker has managed to stay alive this long. If he is as strong in the Force as we assume he is, he will continue to do so until you find him, don't you think? And if he is not as strong as we believe, then we have no use for him anyway.
Vader ground his teeth. He had thought much the same himself when last he met Luke. If he could be destroyed easily, then he had no real value to the dark side.
Still, he did not like having this used in an argument against him.
None of this was unexpected, but it was nonetheless a great irritant. That the Emperor would put so much faith in the Dark Prince, as sly and immoral a being as existed anywhere, was disturbing in the utmost.
Since it seems so important to you, I give you leave to search for Skywalker. For a short while, for there are other tasks I would have you perform. Is this satisfactory?
Not really, but what was there to be done?
Yes, my master.
He did want to find his son, but he also had to build a case against Zizor. Either of these would command much of his attention alone. Both of them at the same time would be difficult. But he was Dark Lord of the Sith, and one with the dark side. He would manage.
Leia took a deep breath, blew half of it out, and opened the door to Zizor's chamber. The head of Black Sun sat on the couch where she'd left him, the glass in his hand. He smiled. I was beginning to worry about you.
She smiled, hoped it didn't look too false. She could still feel the charisma he exuded, but now she could resist it. She couldn't say how exactly, but she had some kind of strength she hadn't noticed before. Maybe it was that her anger had become a shield upon which his attraction splashed and was repelled. Maybe the drug had worn off. It didn't matter why, as long as it worked. Now she had to keep Zizor busy long enough to give Chewie a chance to escape, or at least to get a good start on it. Chewie hadn't liked the idea, but she'd convinced him he could serve her better if he could get away from here and bring help.
Come back and sit here next to me, Zizor said. It was not a request, but an order. He didn't seem at all curious as to why Chewie had been so anxious to see her.
Leia moved instead toward the bar.
Let me make myself some tea first, she said. I seem to have gotten rather warm and thirsty.
She saw the mixture of emotions flick quickly across his features, but only because she was looking carefully. He was angry that she didn't instantly obey him. His brow furrowed in the slightest of frowns, but he was also pleased that she was disturbed. Or perhaps excited? A quick flex of his lips into a smile that lasted but a second gave her this part. She took her time making the tea. When she was done, she sipped at it but made no move to approach him.
Come here, he said.
Definitely a command. Leia put the tea down and started for him. There came the smile again. He thought he had her under his control.
You said you were warm. Why don't you remove your clothes and get more comfortable?
She moved slowly.
I've gotten a little cooler, she said. Take them off, anyway.
Now there was a core of Durasteel under his words.
It would please me. You want to please me, don't you? No, what I really want to do is give Chewie another few minutes.
She stopped, lifted one foot and removed her slipper, smiled at Zizor and tossed the slipper aside. Put her bare foot down and lifted the opposite foot, tugged the second slipper off and dropped it. Now he smiled again, sipped at his drink. It was green, whatever it was. She reached up and touched the fastener of the dress, wiggled it, twisted it, frowned as she worked it.
What are you doing?
It's stuck, she said. He leaned forward. Come here, I'll do it.
Wait, there it is.
She unsnapped the fastener. She was fully dressed in a bodysuit. Removing the see-through dress wouldn't reveal any more of her, but it would buy a little more time. He leaned back on the couch. She delayed the moves as much as she could before she dropped the green dress to the floor around her ankles. Thus far, all he'd gotten a look at that he hadn't seen before were her feet.
Now the rest of it,
he said. He waved the glass. She hoped Chewie had had enough time, because this was as far as she was going to go with this game.
I don't think so, she said.
He put the glass down and came to his feet.
What? It isn't proper to remove one's clothes in front of a stranger, she said.
He moved toward her, grabbed her shoulders, and shook her. This close to him, she felt the allure wash over her. It was something from within him, some kind of attractant he produced. It was much stronger, but now that she knew what it was, she could resist it. Her body wanted one thing, but she was a civilized woman, and her mind was what controlled her, not her hormones.
He bent to kiss her.
She slammed her knee up between his legs, hard. He groaned and shoved her away, stumbled back a step. Leia stood there, watching him, smiled sweetly.
Don't like that, do you?
When he could straighten up, he did so. His face was cold, his expression neutral. If he felt any pain, it no longer showed, and if he was angry, that was not evident either. The passion he'd had was gone, or at least well hidden now.
He seemed to have changed color, too, now that she noticed. He looked paler, cooler, and ashen green.
So, you resist me.
You got that right, she said. He nodded. It was something the Wookiee said. Not a question. She smiled. Sometimes Wookiees are very smart and always very loyal. He shook his head. Ah, here is the drawback to bright and strong women. Sometimes they are bright and strong when you least want them to be. He bowed. I am pleased that you are a worthy adversary. He finished the bow. Great. A panel slid aside in the wall behind him, and the HRD stepped into the room. Leia gave her a military nod.
It seems you were right,
Zizor said to Guri.
Take her to her room and lock her in.
To Leia, he said, you and I will continue this discussion later. Sooner or later, I believe you'll find that I'm not such bad company.
Don't bet on it, she said.
Guri moved to where she stood, took Leia's arm. Her hand was soft, but her grip was like a steel clamp. Leia hoped Chewie had gotten enough of a head start. 29. After Guri had taken Leia away, Zizor sipped at another glass of green champagne. Perhaps it would help ease the pain in his groin. After a time, he called his chief of security.
Did the Wookiee escape?
Yes, Highness.
You did not allow him to think it was too easy.
He put five of our troops down, my prince. We singed him with a blaster beam as he ran down a hall. He won't think it was easy.
Good.
Zizor broke the link and smiled into the green, bubbly liquid. His surveillance on the Wookiee had reported the escape attempt immediately. Before Leia had returned to him, Zizor had already put his alternate plan into effect. He had intended to let the Wookiee go all along, albeit not quite this soon. Well, no matter. The Wookiee would surely contact Skywalker, and the boy would come running to try to rescue the princess. Zizor's agents would probably collect Skywalker before he got within hours of the castle.